Adam O'Brien, understandably a man with tears in his eyes at the moment. How are you feeling?
It's good, mate. You know, come so far and last 2 minutes into a game, you know, we're 4 points or 6 points off, you know, taking it. And, you know, there's a call there, you know, Fergie gets a ball stole, it goes our way. We may score, we may kick the penalty, get back, you know, drawing, and the game could be totally different. But they've gone down the field and scored in the last 30 seconds of the game, and it's just... I've got no words to say, you know. You play all year, you go up Cumbria, you have the worst journeys ever up there, you know, the long travels down to London. You have a one-off game here now, playing against Super League teams to get you back in Super League, and we've just lost out by, you know, 30 seconds, one try, and that's all it is.
So shattering, and all that emotion that you've invested, all that physical effort that you've invested today, you know, it must be such a choker, and you were so close to getting there, weren't you, a couple of times, you know, back to within 2 points.
But that's the thing, you're coming up pre-season, you know, it's been 12 months now since we've been in, you have a long pre-season, you play all year, we got in the Super 8s, we played the Super League teams, and we come to this game, you know, with high hopes, you know, we had confidence, we had emotion in us, you know, good emotion, and we've just come short, like you said, you know, we're in the game all the way through, you know, there were never where Wakey went away with it, we was always in grasping of it, and I think at some point, you know, we could have been on top, and just a couple of things didn't go our way, and, you know, that could be the rest call or luck of anything, you know. And we lost out, you know, like I've said, 30 seconds to go, we've lost out, and it's heartbreaking, you know. The lads aren't going to be the same next year. We'll have a new squad in, you know, people going, people staying, and we'll have to rebuild, and hopefully we'll get back here again. But it's just one of them things, you know, we've lost out, we'll learn from it.
Bradford Bulls, you know, a Super League side in all but name at the moment, I think we can safely say. Is it the fact that Wakefield have been playing, you know, in that competitive cauldron, just that level a little bit higher, that has got them home across the line today, do you think?
Yeah, you maybe say that, you know, they've been playing Super League all year, they've been playing a better standard, but I think our playing standard's been high all year. I know we might be playing in the Championship, but we've wanted to perform higher than ever, you know, to perform with Super League teams, and we've kept ourselves to our zone in this Super 8s, and we've got in the £1 million game to push us into Super League, so I can't say they've ever had it better than us. Maybe an odd little inch better, you know, like I said, 30 seconds to go, the scorer tried to win it, so you could say they've got a little bit more than us, but it's not a lot. We've performed all year, week in, week out, and we've got to this game now, and we've just let ourselves down in that last 30 seconds.
And a shout out to some of your teammates today for their efforts. I know you're probably too modest to tell us how well you played yourself, but you did. But Dale Ferguson,
week in, week out, you know, Lee Gaskell, I know he's missed a bit of the season, but you got Gaskell, you got Pertz, who's filled in there at half, Danny Adder. You could go for anyone, Danny Williams on the wing, you know, Dane coming in, full-back Jake Mullaney, when he's played, he's been outstanding. As middles, Clough, Adam Sidlow, Olverson, Pitts, everyone, they've been outstanding for us this year. You know, they've covered me a lot, you know, playing 80 minutes in the middle, they've done a hell of a lot of work for me, and they've covered my backside, as they say, and they've done a lot of work for me to make my job a lot easier, so I can't spot anyone out, you know, everyone's been outstanding this year, and it's been a pleasure playing with them.
But unfortunately you've got to go right back there and do it all again. Is it just going to up the ante in pre-season training and looking ahead to next season?
Yeah, definitely, we'll keep this in as, you know, as memory bank now, you know, everyone knows in that changing room what we've gone through today, and I don't think anyone want to go through that again, so we've got 4 to 6 weeks off here to rest up, and then we're back in training, a long pre-season, then the season kicks off in Feb, and then that'll be us again, you know, into the season, pushing for promotion again, and I think we'll come back bigger and better next year. You know, we've gone through the worst thing ever today, and all it can do is make us better players.
Adam O'Brien, listen, you've been a talisman for the Bradford Bulls this year. You've given everything you've got. We appreciate it. A real difficult time for you. You've spoken to us on Radio Yorkshire. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, thank you. Bye-bye.